You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Monday with me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the book of Revelation. You're tuning in to WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you if you go to where He speaks. This radio program, WGOD Radio, is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We'd love to see you for one of our services. Our next service, the informal services on Wednesday night, midweek Bible study, 6 o'clock Wednesday night. I'm in the book of Galatians, going to wrap up chapter 2, and we'll be in chapter 3 for the most part this Wednesday night. At 6, we would love to see you for that service. If you're new to the area or if you are looking for a church home and if you like what you hear here on the radio, then I invite you to attend one of our services. Now, here on the radio, we're up to chapter 13 here today. I'm going to skip the last few verses. We looked at enough. We spent the whole week looking at chapter 12. Now, today I want to pick it up here in chapter 13. This is the famous Antichrist we're going to look at, who is the main character now in the Revelation's cast of characters is Antichrist. And then, probably next week, or maybe Friday, we'll look at the false prophet, who is next in line here. But remember, as we've gone through here every week, understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. So far what we've noticed, right? The dragon is Satan. He even told us as much in our programs last week. The dragon is Satan. The Lamb is the Son of God. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We understand when we read, when he says, I saw a lamb as if it was slain, he's speaking of Christ. Now, today, the beast is going to be the Antichrist, okay? Lamb is Jesus Christ. The dragon is the devil. Seven heads and 10 horns is the devil. At least it's like the old Godfather image. He's the one that's behind the scenes pulling the strings. Seven heads and 10 horns, because that's how Satan was described in chapter 12. So anytime you find that symbol, seven heads and 10 horns, understand it's talking about Satan. Interesting, when we see the world ruler, this Antichrist, he's a world ruler. He's going to be the last, the political leader. Because we're going to read that you can't buy or sell. It's not a religious mark. It's a political. It's a economic mark. Buying or selling. Going to the store. Buying something. Selling something. You can't do it unless you pledge allegiance to this world ruler and world leader. So, understand the symbol. You'll understand the book. The beast is the Antichrist. And ultimately, Satan. The Apostle Paul calls this Antichrist the man of sin. So he's a person. He's not a country. He's not a world system like some people erroneously believe. They say that this beast is just a conglomerate or it's a world system. There is no Antichrist. And to that, I'd say, no, you're wrong. Because book, chapter, and verse, as I grab my Bible here, calls him a person. When we get to chapter 19, and when we see the destruction of this beast, here's what it says. And the beast was apprehended, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Then it says this, Revelation 19:20. These two, it's T-W-O, these two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. So make no mistake about it. The Antichrist is a person. The false prophet is a person. This is a satanic, unholy trinity that's been formed here in the tribulation in these 7 years. Paul calls him the man of sin, like I said. Paul also calls him the son of perdition. Funny too, isn't it? That the Lord Jesus called Judas Iscariot by the very same name. The apostle Paul calls the Antichrist, or I should say the Holy Spirit leads him to call the Antichrist by the same name Jesus gave to Judas. That's John chapter 17, verse 12. It's the Lord Jesus says, those whom you've given me, I've kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Remember that as we move forward. And that shouldn't surprise you, too. Remember, please, that all of God's end times players are supernatural. The spirit of Antichrist entered Judas 2,000 years ago. Listen to the Apostle John. Let me read this to you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. He says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God, colon. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ, or every spirit that confesses that the Messiah has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 there. This spirit is already in the world. It's in the world today. You see it all around. All of the Jew haters out here in the world, you see it today. Turn on the news. I mean, here it is. It's Thursday, October the 9th when I'm recording this. The infuriated people over a peace plan. There's more love of Palestine and hatred of Jews in this country than I think anywhere else. I'm telling you that these people are infected with the spirit. It's the spirit of Antichrist, which John says you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Book, chapter, and verse, 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. It's already here. The spirit's already here. Now, before starting here in Revelation chapter 13, let's look at the Apostle Paul's take on the man of sin. So if you guys are able, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, the context of 2 Thessalonians 2 is the rapture. They sent word to the Apostle Paul because someone tried to deceive them and told them that they missed the rapture. Because everyone knows that the rapture is on Resurrection Day. That's what the Bible says. The dead in Christ rise first. Well, guess what day the dead in Christ rise? It's Resurrection Day. Jesus says it's the last day. John 6, 39, 40, 44, and 54. He said he said that the dead in Christ rise on the last day. And the dead in Christ rise first. Then those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. They thought they'd miss this. So that's what he's about to say here. 1 Thessalonians chapter, actually 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brothers, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus and our being gathered together to him, we ask you not to be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is unveiled, the son of perdition. Now, here's Paul calling the Antichrist the son of perdition. Same name Jesus gave to Judas. See, it's not that you're going to see Judas running around here. You wouldn't recognize. The Bible says the whole world's going to marvel when they see this guy. You're not going to marvel if you saw Judas Iscariot out here. But remember what I just read to you here just a minute ago. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you had heard is coming and is now already in the world. Same spirit. Jesus and Paul call him the same thing, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he sits as God in the house of God or in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So he's writing on the rapture. He says that can't happen until these two things happen first. Number one, the falling away comes first. That's the falling away from the faith. That is the day all of the untested Christians who've never trusted in God abandon the faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will fall away or depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So the falling away has got to come first. Number two, the man of sin has got to be unveiled. This stuff has to happen before you're going to see any rapture here. The falling away come first. Now, you can say that's already happened. I believe that. Look around this world and this country. You can put a check mark there. That wouldn't surprise me. And number two, the man of sin is unveiled, the son of perdition, who sits in the house of God, proclaiming himself to be God. So before we move forward here to Revelation 13, look at what we've learned here. Number one, there's no rapture until the great falling away happens. Number two, there's no rapture until everyone in the world sees the man of sin. Number three, the same spirit that was in Judas Iscariot will be in the man of sin. Number four, the Antichrist is going to say that he's God. And number five, if you're not a Christian by this time, you'll believe him. I promise you that. Now, let's start chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. And one last regarding understand the symbol and you understand the book. Remember what we've learned here just last week. The Bible gave the seven heads and ten horns designation to the devil, if you remember. So when you read it again, you'll understand the symbol. Satan is the power behind the leaders of the nations, just like he is really in the United States, or was, or is. So don't even ponder that question any longer. Who's really running the country? He's the ruler of this world. Jesus calls him that. John chapter 12, verse 30. I think chapter 14, verse 31. He's the ruler of this world. He rules these world systems. Look at how the devil runs the systems in the United States. He runs the government. He is the head of the school systems. He runs the entertainment industry. So when you read that Satan, that seven heads and ten horns, that Satan is the one behind that, no one understand that what Jesus said is true. He is the ruler of this world. He's the power behind these government seats. I mean, here's your go-to test to see who is in charge, not only in this country, but any country. I mean, things get a little better here in this country. Things change from one president to the next. But here's your test to see who is in charge of your country, wherever you live. Satan's platform is this. Number one, murdering babies in the womb or the tomb. Remember, it's a person's choice, right? Murdering babies. Number two, the mutilation of children at a young age by surgically altering their sex that was designated to them by God. Number three, rampant homosexuality, just like it was in Sodom. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty which was due them. Satan's platform is hating Israel and hating Jews. So now, there's your proof. So seven heads and ten horns is simple to understand. This is Satan's platform. And you ask yourself those, you know, we're looking here at Wednesday night. Are you a God pleaser or a people pleaser? Which, you know, where do you line up? Who do you side with? But make no mistake about it, this is Satan's platform, and it's gone on right here in this country. So no one understand who the world ruler is. Satan's platform, murdering babies, mutilation of children, rampant homosexuality, turning the country into Sodom. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. Who is the power behind these things? And hating Israel and all of the Jew haters out here, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Jesus calls him the ruler of this world. Now, Revelation chapter 13, John speaking. Let's pick it up in verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now, we know who this is already. We know who controls him, because the seven heads, ten horns designation was given to Satan in chapter 12. Verse 2, now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear. His mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now remember those three animals here. The leopard, bear, and the lion. Leopard, bear, and lion. Now at the end of verse 2 gives us the connection, like I said earlier. The dragon gave him his power, just like I said. Linked together, the seven heads and ten horns. Understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. The Antichrist is controlled by the devil. He is the godfather here, pulling the strings here. Notice it's not Satan, but in some way he's connected with him. Satan's his boss. Now, to understand what this means regarding the animals, we need to go back to the Old Testament and to the book of Daniel. Let's turn there as well. Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. If you're unable to turn there, let me just read it to you. Daniel 7, 1. The animals represent world kingdoms as it relates to Israel. Israel is the focal point of time and history because it is. Sorry, Harvard. Sorry, England or anyone else. It's Israel. Don't let satanically inspired progressives destroy that fact for you. Israel is the focal point of time and history. All right, Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. Now remember, Revelation 13, 1, he said, I saw a beast coming up out of the sea. Verse 3, and the four great beasts came up from the sea, each one different from the other. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched until its wings were plucked off. And it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And a man's heart was given to it. Suddenly another beast, a second like a bear. It was raised up on one side, had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, arise and devour much flesh. All right, so far we have a lion and a bear. Verse 6. After this, I looked, and there was another, like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. So we're 3 for 3 so far. And those three represented then Babylon, or modern-day Iraq, Persia, modern-day Iran, the leopard, modern-day Greece. And now, here number four, this last one in Daniel's vision, is going to represent and does represent the Roman Empire. Verse 7. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the other beasts before it, and it had 10 horns. Friends, that's just like we read in Revelation chapter 12, and now here, Revelation chapter 13. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. You know, I remember back when I was a teenager, I used to wear one of these things. It was called an Italian horn. Do you remember them? That's where this comes from. Out of this Roman Empire is going to come another horn, a little horn. And again, verse 8, then look at verse 9, and look who takes this guy out, this Antichrist. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up among them, before whom three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. And I watched until the thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow. The hair of his head was like pure wool. I'm in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. His hair of his on his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were open. Wow, what a scene is this. There you've got world history there in a nutshell. World history 101. So now, you see the significance of these animals here in Revelation chapter 13. Points back, Daniel is the companion book to the book of Revelation. So that's your go-to place to learn and understand a little bit more. This Antichrist is taken out by the Son of God himself. Back again to verse 2. Now this beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a dragon. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. All right, so it looks like something is going to happen to this guy. It looks like perhaps he's going to die. And he's going to be healed and come back to life again. And when he is healed, everyone's going to fall for it here. Hook, line, and sinker. Look at that again, verse 3. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. All right, so this is a person. No one's going to marvel because Venezuela is a country again, or France, or Ethiopia, or Spain. This is a person. I just read you Revelation 19:20. This is a person. He's cast into the lake of fire at the end of the age. And this has to be relevant to those who were alive at the time. Might not make sense to us today, but it's going to make sense to those that are alive at this time. Now, as a result, verse 4, so they worshiped the dragon. I would add to that unwittingly. They worship the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who was able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth. Sounds like a politician now, right? He was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. There is that phrase again. 42 months. The Antichrist will continue and reign for 3.5 years. We'll have to stop right there. Wow, what an exciting look here. We'll pick it up again from the top. We won't go back to Daniel, but I want you guys to read Daniel if you can. Daniel, the book of Daniel is the companion book to the book of Revelation. If you want to understand this more in chapter 13, go back to Daniel chapter 7. Read and pray over that together, and I'm sure that that'll give some more understanding and understanding this and what these animals represented. Okay, we'll be back again. We'll probably be back again tomorrow here. If not, we will Thursday, because I want to play the Romans from Sunday here on the radio next week. But we'll be back again soon. Tune in every day here to WGOD Radio. You are listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Mark's Towing Incorporated in Ocala knows that when you make critical hiring decisions, you want precision performance and commitment to your company's mission. That's why Mark's Towing Incorporated is encouraging all area businesses to make this year the year you hire smart and hire vets. Add a veterans-focused decision-making skills and Uncle Sam-approved training to your company's ranks. That patriotic reminder is courtesy of Mark's Towing Incorporated in Ocala, where they are on the air reminding everyone, we live in the land of the free because of our brave. Thank you.